Abraham, speak to us of love. Abraham, love is a predominant word in our culture. How do you see humankind in general in relationship to the word love?
Being in the state of love means being in the state of complete alignment with the vibration of Source within you. When you are in the state of love, there is no active vibration of resistance within you. For example, if a parent were focused upon the absolute well-being of his child, that parent would be in complete harmony with the way the Source within him views the subject of his child, and therefore there would be no resistant vibration present, and the parent would feel love. But if a parent is focused upon what he considers to be the bad behavior of the child, or if a parent is worrying about something unwanted happening to the child, those thoughts are completely disharmonious with the way the Source within him views the subject of his child, and therefore there is resistance present within the parent's vibration, and he would feel anger or worry. So in the same way that the problem and the solution are very different vibrations, the subject of love can be discussed from the state of being aligned with who you really are, or from the state of being out of alignment with who you really are. A mother who shouts at her child, "Don't you know how much I love you?" from her place of trauma or worry or anger is doing so from her state of misalignment. And so even though she is offering the word love, her vibration could not be more opposite. One of the most confusing things that children encounter as they begin to understand language is the dichotomy between the words their parents offer and the accompanying vibration. It is of such value to a child when a parent expresses with words what he is actually feeling, and of even more value when the parent works to be in alignment with the truest of his feelings, love, before he expresses anything at all toward his child.